All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I tell you, we got to tighten up that Gator rant. I mean, we're getting on the air here. How late? I mean, what are we doing here? My goodness. All right, well, let's get to business.
I was going to play a song, but...
Listen, let's just jump right in. I'm just saying, my God, we're halfway through the segment here. What the hell's going on? Now... I want to jump right in off of Thursday Night Football. And then I'm going to do something I don't think any other host in this town can do. 2:45. I'm going to give you one segment on a topic that never should be on the air. On a topic that no one finds redeemable. But I, good old Mikey, I am going to make it interesting. Now, I'm not going to reveal it to you now because you may not listen. Because you'll be so, you'll just be like, no, I refuse to listen to a segment about this particular team in this particular sport. I just ask you, stay with me. Stay with me, and at 2:45, I'm going to dazzle you with something. An unthinkable topic that I don't think any show on this station has done. It's absolutely sports related, and it absolutely involves a local team. That's all I'll tell you. Now, I want to jump right in off Thursday Night Football.
What a tease, by the way. That was impressive.
It's not a tease. I'm going to deliver on this. David is on more antibiotics than a human being should be on. Has a few stomach-related issues due to it. So, David, it's okay if you kind of dip in and out and pull the Roberto today. I know the antibiotics are ripping you apart. But Roberto is going to need to actually work today. Because yesterday was a complete no-show by him. A complete no-show. I want to get in on Thursday Night Football because I got to thinking about something. You have the Dallas Cowboys, which are as highly covered and talked about as any team in football. They are incredibly talent rich. They got a star QB, they got a star wide receiver, a star running back. They got the best O-line in the league. They got a star tight end, if you want to be honest about it, because Jason Witten's got a huge profile. He's a Hall of Famer. They got a star defensive end in Tank Lawrence. They got a pair of stud linebackers in Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith. They got a star at corner in Byron Jones. I mean, I don't even have to keep going. But they got stars. They got the star owner. And they now are a 6-7 football team. 6-7. A team many of us thought would win 11, 12, 13 games. They're 6-7. And you go, okay, they still have a shot at the playoffs. Their season's not dead. But a fan of the Dallas Cowboys is probably losing their mind right now. Frustration, anger, just a lack of answers for why is it the way it is. What does this have to do with you in Detroit? I'm glad you asked. Because I want to give you a choice. And from a mental standpoint, I absolutely have a big opinion about this. But if you take what you see with the Dallas Cowboys, the underachiever, the team with all the stars and all the potential who just doesn't put it together and massively frustrate their fans, or a team like the Lions who just shows their ass every Sunday and sucks. Which is the easier path for you, the fan? Would you rather be the team that is overhyped and doesn't deliver? And it really pisses you off. Or would you rather just be like the Lions and roll around in your own dog feces? Which dogs do from time to time for unknown reasons. Like, I actually would find it easier to be a Lion fan in this regard. That if the Lions had the star power of the Cowboys and the hype and the expectations and they're going to win the North and they're going to challenge for a Super Bowl and they were 6-7 right now and hadn't beaten a team with a winning record, my hair would fall out. But like with the Lions, they just blow. There's an honesty about it. I mean, really. You know, like, you actually know that you stink, and you stink. It's easy to identify it. Like, I don't think Lion fans are in mental anguish right now. In fact, when we do Lion topics in general, people know the deal. They're not even upset anymore. But if the Lions were 6-7 with a 12-win roster, oh, man, this town would be on fire. But watching that game last night, I really thought about it. And I'm going, I wouldn't trade place with Cowboy fan right now. I wouldn't. Because having the talent to win a Super Bowl, yet you're 6-7 and you haven't beaten a team with a winning record, that is far more frustrating than just being garbage and you know your coach is a fool. Like, that's just easier to accept for me. So this is where I wanted to start. 248-539-9797 in this highly abbreviated segment. But so, listen, if you could be in the Cowboys situation or be in the Lions situation as a fan, which situation is less frustrating? I'm not saying you get to have the Cowboys team for the rest of your life. No. I'm saying having this team with the expectation of X and they are so far below it, or being a team like the Lions that's just really bad. Which is easier as a fan?
Detroit, because Cowboys is more frustrating. It's to have all that talent and not live up to it. To be honest with you, I think the Cowboys are Michigan football.
No,
I think
the Cowboys are Roberto.
Well, it's one and the same, right?
All the talent, and they never live up to it.
It's the national brand. It's all the hype. It's same with Michigan football and the Dallas Cowboys. That's more frustrating when you're not delivering at all, because there is that expectation preseason. There is that thought that, hey, we're going to be pretty damn good.
Like, Roberto could be Fred Norris, but instead he's here. Yeah. That's right.
Instead, talented guy.
Instead he's live streaming vinyl in his basement. But no, Mike, I'm with you. I don't know if the average Detroit fan will admit to it.
I know.
There's also maybe an idea that they would just appreciate watching star players every week. That at least if you turn on your television, you know you've got good players that you can root for, be entertained by. And 6-7, Lord knows in this town, they'd throw a parade if the Lions were 6-7 right now. But I find the Cowboys to be the most frustrating team in football. Bar none.
But Mike,
that's a roster they should go 12-4.
That's why I think it's more frustrating, though, because I think it's more frustrating to watch a team just be in the middle or have all this uncertainty where you don't know if they're good, you don't know if they're bad, as opposed to just knowing, hey, I know the Lions are bad.
Right.
I know personally that I want Quinn and Patricia gone. I hope they lose the next four games because I want a higher pick. They're on the verge of a top five pick right now. At least with the Lions, I know that they are bad and that sucks, but it is what it is. But the Cowboys just toying with you, the hype, not living up to it. You're right. Certainly the star players, my God. That would be that's infuriating, I think.
Think about having the number one offense in football, but you can't score.
That offensive line that they have. It's insane that some of the talent on that line.
Think about the stars on defense, but you can't get home. You can't get turnovers. You can't stop anybody. Just when you get the thing right, you get blown out or lose to a bad team. I got to be honest. I think I'd rather be having a year like the Lions than having a year like the Cowboys. Because a Cowboy fan today, it's you got to be hitting the bottle. I don't know how you do it. Last night, they go up 7-0, 17 plays, pounding on the Bears. And then the Bears, after Trubisky throws a red zone interception, the Bears rip off 24 straight points.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.